Nesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Hei, the top of Daf Samach Hei, Amun Aleph, at the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues to discuss the list of 18 Niskalim that we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amun Aleph. And the Mishnah continues with number 10 and number 11, which were Baloi V'yadayni. And let's keep in mind that in last Pasuk in Pasuk Kadeshim, the Torah tells us, V'isha Yisha Kiyya V'hem Oy V'yadayni Moisu Masu Be'evin Yergum Oysam Demeim Bum. And clearly the Torah states that they would be Chayiv Skila. And Lemaisa, this is the Makar for other times where the Torah states to Mayim Bum that the Chi of Misa would be Skila. Then in Pasha Shaftim, the Torah states, Ki Atavala Arts Asha Shem Lakachon Nesilach, Le Sil Medlasses Kasei Visagayim Ahim, Le Yimotsu Bechor Mavi Benoy Ubito Beish, Kaisim Kasamim Ma'uni Menachesh Mechashev, the Chi Vechover, Vishoil Evi Dini Vidari Shalamesim, He Sayav As Hashem, Kol Eseila, Uvaglala Tevi Seila, Hashem Lakachon Mesha Isim Padacha, and the last Pasuk before Hamishi states, Tom Tia and Hashem Lakacha, and Oivyudaini are various types of sorcery, as we will see in our Gemara. And keep in mind that if someone is Oivar and does Oivyudaini, then if they did so bemazed and with Asra, they'd be Chayiv Skila. And if they did so bemazed without Asra, they'd be Chayiv Kares. Certainly, if one is Oivar on the Issa of Oiv, Beshoigig, then it'll be Chayiv Korban Chatas. However, as we will see in the Gemara, that if one is Oivar on the Issa of Yudaini, there will be a machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbechron, if one will be Chayiv Korban Chatas or not. Our mission now begins. That a Bala Oiv is a sorcerer which was called Pisaim, they will be able to have Mesim speak from under the armpit, or as the Gemara will explain, from under any other joint. And the way that the sorcerer would perform Yedaini is he would take a bone from some sort of an animal or a bird, and he would place the bone into his mouth, and a voice would start speaking from this bone, and this was performed through Kishuf. And if someone does this bemezid, then there'd be chayiv skila. And as we saw, the Paskin Pasha Shaftim states, be'evin yergamoy some demeyim bum. However, if someone actually goes and asks someone to perform oivy daini for them, then they would only be oivon isalav, and they would not be chayiv skila. Ayin Rashi vanishal behem shabav v'shoil behem lahag leidvar osid kagoyin shol. And just like the story with Shol and the witch, where Shol wanted to ask Shmuel, who already was dead, if he would be successful in fighting the Plishtim. And Rashi explains that the Azura for someone that asked the Oivei Yedoini is from the Pasuk in Pasha Kedoshim that states, Al Tifnu Ala Oiveis Vali Yedoinim, Al Tavakshu Letomu Vehem Ani Hashem Alekechem. As we stated, the person that actually performs Oivei Yedoini as the actual sorcerer will be Chayiv Skila. And we know Ein Einshin Elam came Mazirin, and Rashi explains that the Azara for the actual sorcerer is from the Pasuk in Pasha Shaftim that states, Lo Yimotze Bechor Mavi Benoy Ubitar Be'esh Kaisim Kusamim Mo'inu Menachashim Mechashev. And then the Pasuk states, V'choy V'chove V'shoyal Oivei Yedoini V'deri Shalamesim. And I in the top places who is on Rashi, the E al Tifnu Azor Lanishal, as if the Pasuk in Pasha Kedoshim is an Azor for the one that goes to an Oivei Yedoini, but actually is not the sorcerer, then Im Kain Yehei by Karis, then Lachir, he should also be Chayiv Karis, Ksiv, as in Pasha Kedoshim in Perachov, Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk states, Van Nefesh Ashatifna al Oivis Val Yedoinim Lizna Sachreim, Nesatis Ponai, Benefesh Ahi, Vechrati Isai, Mikarab Amoi, and Lachir, according to Rashi, since the Pasuk uses the same Lashon of Tifna, so it would seem that the person that goes and asks by Oivei Yedoini will be Chayiv Kares. And number one, our Mishnah just states that the Chayiv Alav, and we know that the Mishnah Mesechtes Krisis doesn't mention that someone that's Shoel by Oivei Yedoini is Chayiv Kares. Because of this question, Taisa states, V'yishlema Ipcha, that Zoro Nishol Malay Matzu Becha, Dechsib Bekra Basrei, Shoel Oivei Yedoini, that the actual Azar for someone that goes and asks Oivei Yedoini is from the Pasuk and Pasha Shaftim that states, Lay Matzu Becha, Mavi Benay Ubitai, and then it states, V'shoel Oivei Yedoini, V'deri Shalom. And therefore we see it speaking about someone that is Oivei Yedoini and not the actual sorcerer, as the actual sorcerer will be Chayiv Kares and Chayiv Skila, as the Pesukim teach us in Pashas Kedoshim, and Ayin Rashi a bit later on the Amid, where Rashi seems to reverse and Rashi seems to agree with Taisvis that the Azur for one that performs Oivei Yedoini is from the Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim of Al Tifnu Ela Oiveis Vel Yedoinim. And let us begin our Gemara, and the Gemara is Maishna Hacha Diktani Bal Oivei Yedoini Maishna Gabi Krisis Diktani Baloi v'shayri liyadoni. And why is it that in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalam and Aleph, when we're counting all the chayiv skilos, we mention both oivei yedoini? Meanwhile, in the Mishnah in Mesechtes Krisos on Daf Beis and Aleph, where the Mishnah brings the Lamed Vav Krisos, the Mishnah only lists oiv and does not list yedoini. And the Gemara brings two terutzim. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Hoyel Shneim Balav Echad Amru. Rabbi Yechanan explains that the Mishnah Mesechtes Krisos is teaching us that if someone does all these yisurim b'shoigig and b'helam echad, then there's a potential there'll be chayiv 36 chatois, but lemaisa, if a person does oivy doini behalom echad, he would only be chayiv one carbon chatos, and he would not be chayiv two carbonis chatois, and therefore the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos only mentions oiv and not yidoini, and in a moment the Gemara will explain delafizeh, why is it that the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos lists oiv and doesn't list yidoini? Why didn't it list yidoini and not list oiv? Rashi explains that since when the Torah gives us a zara for oiv yidoini, the Torah states one lav and tells us al tifnu al oivis vel yidoinim, and therefore im osa shnei balam echad inu chayiv al chatas achas shal lav mechalkin chatois, that the only way that you chayiv multiple chatois is only if you have multiple lavin kedichsiv ashalisa sena dahinu dvorim shehim b'leisa say v'samuchle oihoidei lav al mechatas al lavin kaimi, and therefore we see that the thing that's mechayiv you chatos is not necessarily because you chayiv karis, but it's because it's a separate lav v'hani afagav v'chiyob v'lchav minar v'apu nafshai mechayiv the lav v'tavayu koi loitonalu v'tavayu hosam d'chitanina hosam midir mechayiv v'kol chad v'chad ki avadlu ki adodi hu d'taninon k'ramin hosam b'reish de gemara d'bachinu minyon alamali, and the gemara answers shim asan kulam b'halam achas chayiv v'kol achas v'achas hilkoch loimotzi l'misde lamed zayin krisais l'chayiv v'lamed zayin chatois, as there will never be a case where one could be chayiv 37 chatois if he did these yisurim b'shoigeg b'halam achas. Rashi continues to prove that the chayiv chatois is based on labim chalokin and not based on chayiv karis, as Rashi states v'hadu nakat hoyl v'shneim b'lav echad namru v'loy nakat hoyl v'shneim b'karis achas namru mishum d'chilu chatois eni tolu b'chilu karisis d'mifatim shemen mishcha v'soch b'shemen mishcha mishum d'ik shnei labim al basa adam l'yisach v'maskunti l'isasu kumayu v'afagav d'ein b'shneim el karis achas k'dechsev isha shiyikach kumayu v'ashiyitim imenu al zov v'nichrus me'amav aminu hasam d'chi avalu b'shoig b'adodi m'chayiv al kol achas v'achas, he would still be chayiv to chatois ayin Rashi. And the Gemara now continues Reish Lakish Amar Yidoini l'fi she'im b'maisa, that the reason why the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos does not mention Yidoini, as although certainly if someone does maisa Yidoini and he does so b'mezid with Asra, he'd be chayiv karis, and if he does so b'mezid without an Asra, then he'd be chayiv karis, as the Pasuk specifies in Pashas Kedoshim in Parakav Pasuk Vav v'nefesh ha'shetifna lo ivis ve'el Yidoinim lizin sakreim v'nesati esponai b'nefesh ha'hi v'chrati oisim mikarev amoi. However, since when a sorcerer performs Yidoini, they don't do any maisa, as although in preparation for the maisa Yidoini, they place a bone into their mouth, but ultimately at the time that they're performing the actual kishuv, they are not doing any maisa. Therefore, if one is over on the maisa Yidoini b'shoigeg, they would not be chayiv to bring a carbon chatos. And as Rashi brings, l'hachik leitanin lo hasam, mishnum dafilu ki avu lo ba'api nafshe la ba'karbenu, l'fi she'in b'y maisa, v'chatos ein abo, el ala maisa, d'chsiv v'osa achas, avu bal oiv, tzorach l'hakish b'zor esav. However, bal oiv does do a maisa, as he has to bang his armpit and his arm, as we will see later, v'kashis roi esav, chashuv le maisa, and that itself is considered a maisa, avu achnas etzim yidoini, einu medab b'shas maisa, el acha maisa, shu b'fib, medab etzim e'ilav, ayin sham. The Gemara now continues that Bishlema quint Reish Lakish, it makes a lot of sense why the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos only mentioned Oiv and not Yidoini, as there is never going to be a Chiyuv Chatos for Yidoini. However, quint Rabbi Yechonon, that holds that as long as someone either does Oiv or Yidoini b'shegeg, then you be chayiv one carbon, but you won't be chayiv two carbones if you did both Oiv Yidoini b'shegeg ben halom achas. The Gemara is Rabbi Yechonon maishna bal Oiv denokat. So why is it that the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos mentioned Oiv and didn't mention Yidoini? If it could have just done the opposite, that we could have mentioned Yidoini and not Oiv. And the Gemara explained Mishum de Pasach Beikra, as Lemaisa, every time in the Torah where the Torah mentions the Issa of Oiv Yidoini, the Torah always mentions Oiv and then Yidoini, and therefore the Mishnah brings down Oiv and doesn't bring down Yidoini. And even though Eina Chinami, if one would be Oiv on the Issa of Yidoini first, and he then was Oiv on the Issa of Oiv, and he did so Behalam Achas, then he would only be Chayiv one carbon for being Oiv on Yidoini. And the Gemara continues and is Reish Lakish my time eloy omek Rabbi Yechonon, that why is it that Reish Lakish had to bring another teretz if he could have given us the teretz of Rabbi Yechonon, that really one is chayiv a korban chatos if he does either oiv yudaini, but our Mishnah is only counting the maximum number of chatois that one could be oiv behelam achas. Therefore, our Mishnah only mentions oiv and not yudaini. The Yad Ramah is bothered that what is the Gemara's question as to why Reish Lakish doesn't give Rabbi Yechonon's question if Reish Lakish specified that he holds that a yudaini is not chayiv a korban chatos, and therefore certainly it couldn't be listed in the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos. And he explains that the Svar Rabbi Yechonon is more correct. The Mishnah Masechtas Krisos clearly tells us that there are 36 Krisos, And the Gemara explains Binyan Lomeli, and the Gemara explains that it's in order to teach us as to the maximum Kabonis Chatois that a person could be Oiva and could be Chayiv Behalamachas. And as the Yad Ramah states, Havade Kaim Lo Nichi Tana Minyan Lashmina Nichi of Dinu Kulu Behalam Echad Chayiv Akolachas Vachas Vishap Domi Lomema Dahinu Taima Deloy Tanino Tabayo Hoyle Vishneim Belav Echad Namru Veleka Chilu Chatois Beinayim Vamai Shavka Rishlokish Lahadin Taima. And what forced Rishlokish to argue on Rabbi Echran? And the Gemara explains, Amra Papa Chalukin Heim Bemisa. The Rish Lakish felt that since the pasuk at the end of Pashas Kedeshim states the isha isha kiyeh behem oiv oyidaini moisu masu be'evin yergamoisam demeim bam, and therefore we see that the Torah separates the isha of oiv yidaini benegiyah the kiyeh of skila. And since the pasuk doesn't state kiyeh behem oiv yidaini, the Rish Lakish felt that if yidaini would be chayiv a carbon, and certainly even if someone does oiv any yidaini behelam achas, then he would be chayiv two carbonos, as we see that the Torah separates them benegiyah the einish, as the Torah states, Oiv Oyidaini, and therefore Rish Lakish couldn't give the Teretz of Rabbi Echran that you would not be Chayiv to Karbonos if you do Oiv Oyidaini Behelam Achas, and therefore he felt that it must be that the Mishnah is teaching us that the only time that one is going to be Chayiv a Karbon Chatos is only by doing Oiv, but if a sorcerer does the Issa of Yidaini B'Shoigig, they would not be Chayiv a Chatos since it's aimed by Maisa. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Echran Chaluka Delav Shema Chaluka, Chaluka De Misa Loi Shema Chaluka. Rabbi Echran holds that since Benegei the Issa Lav, the Torah states Oiv Yidaini and doesn't state Oiv Oyidaini, so therefore the Torah is telling us that's considered one Isser and you only chayiv one Karbon Chatos if you perform both of them behelam echad. And although the Torah separates Oiv Yidaini benegei the chayiv misa as the Torah states Oiv Yidaini, however chaluka de misa loishma chaluka, that having a separation benegei the chayiv misa, that is not enough to teach us that there's also a separation benegei a carbon. And as Rashi previously explained, the chayiv of a carbon chatos is always based on a chiyav lav and has nothing to do with the chiyav misa b'dei shemayim. And the Gemara now continues with Rabbi Echran, my time alay amir kare shlokish, the lechari shlokish has a valid taina that the only way one could be chayav a carbon chatos is only if they do a maisa, and therefore he should have explained that the Mishnah is teaching us that it's only b'negei oiv that you chayav a carbon chatos, one that performs yidoni b'shoigeg would not be chayav a carbon chatos. Before we continue with the Teretz of Gemara, let us point out that the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos lists Megadev as one of those that are going to be Chayiv Kares, even though Megadev did not do a Maisa. And the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos brings the sheet of the Chachamim that since Megadev is aimed by Maisa, therefore Megadev would not be Chayiv Krisos. So based on this Machlekes, the Gemara answers, Amal Echad, the Rabbi Yechon will respond, that Masnis in the Krisos, Rabbi Kivi, that clearly the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos is going like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, the Amal Loi Be'in Maisa, and just like one that is Megadev as Hashem B'Shoigeg, will be Chayiv Karbon Chatos, even though it's Loi Asa Maisa. So similarly, if a sorcerer is Oivan Isav Yudaini B'Shoigeg, then he will be Chayiv a Karbon Chatos, and therefore Rabbi Yechon states that the only reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention Yudaini is because when one performs both Oiv Yudaini B'Shoigeg and Behelam Achas, then you're only going to be Chayiv one Chatos and not two Chatois. And the Gemara continues and asks for Reish Lakish, and L'Chayra, since it's clear that the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos is going like Rabbi Kiva, and how could Reish Lakish state that Yudaini would not be Chayiv Malkus as it's aimed by Maisa, if the Mishnah clearly teaches us that if someone is Megadif as Hashem B'Shoigeg, even though it's aimed by Maisa, you're still going to be Chayiv a Karbon Chatos. And the Gemara explains that Reish Lakish holds Nehi Delei Boi Rabbi Kiva Maisa Rabba Maisa Zuta Boi, that certainly even though Rabbi Kiva doesn't require a full-fledged Maisa, but he still needs some sort of a Maisa, if someone is Megadif as Hashem, they perform some sort of a Maisa, and therefore you're Chayiv a Karbon Chatos. However, Reish Lakish holds that even Rabbi Kiva would be Maida, that if someone is Oivan Yudaini B'Shoigeg, they would not be Chayiv a Chatos, as they didn't do any Maisa at all. And the Gemara now asks, Megadev my Maisa Ika, what type of Maisa was performed by Megadev? And the Gemara explains, Akima Svasov Havi Maisa, that by the fact that he moved his lips and he cursed Hashem, that itself is considered a Maisa, and therefore Rabbi Kiva holds that Yechayiv Achatos. And the Gemara asks, Baal Oyiv my Maisa Ika, that since Rabbi Kiva requires some sort of a Maisa, so what Maisa was performed by an Oyiv in order to be Chayiv Achatos? And the Gemara explains, Hakashas Ra'isov Havi Maisa, that by the Baal Oyiv moving his arms in order to have someone speak from under his armpit, that is considered a Maisa, and therefore Rabbi Kiva states that he's Chayiv Achatos. The Gemara now continues that L'maisa in the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos, the Chacham only argue on Rabbi Kiva b'negei a Megadev, and the Chacham hold that a Megadev is Lo Yosu Maisa, and therefore would not be Chayiv Achatos. However, b'negei a Oiv, the Chacham do not argue on Rabbi Kiva, and they hold that if someone does Oiv b'shoigeg, they would be Chayiv Achatos, and clearly they hold that HaKashas Re'esav is considered a Maisa. and therefore the Gemara asks, "Vafilu Rabbanon, that l'chayr, how can you say that Kashas Re'esav would be considered a Maisa according to Rabbanon?" V'atanya, but we learned in the Brisa, "Ein chayiv el adav sheish by Maisa, that you're not going to be chayiv a karma chatos unless you do something which has a Maisa, kagoyin zibu akita v'nisach v'shtach avoya." And v'amrei Shlokish, and Rish Lakish himself states, "Man tana shtach avoya," that who is the man, the Amr, that states his shtach avoya is considered Maisa. Rabbi Kiva, he there is going to feed the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, the Amr loy b'ina Maisa, and as Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't need a very strong Maisa, and even the Maisa katan, you would still be chayiv a karban chatos. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Amr, and Rabbi Yechon arguing Rish Lakish, and he states, "Afilu tam Rabbanon," well, we could even say that this price is going to feed Rabbanon, and kfifas kaimasa Rabbanon having Maisa, and the Rabbanon agreed that you would be chayiv a karban chatos, even for his shtach avoya, as they hold when a person bows down, that is considered a Maisa, and you would be chayiv a karban chatos. And now the Gemara continues and asks this question, the Hashl Rish Lakish, kfifas kaimasa Rabbanon, loy avi Maisa, how could it be that Kashas Roy Oisav de Bal Oyev having Maisa, that if Rish Lakish just taught us that the prior Brisa had to be Dafka Lefi Rabbi Kiva and not Lefi Rabbanon, as although Benegei Ashtach Avoya, this kfifas kaimasa, but that is not considered a Maisa Gadol, but if so, the Chacham should argue on the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos, and they should hold that a Bal Oyev would not be Chayev a Korban Chatos, as a Kashas Roy Oisav should not be considered a Maisa either. And the Gemara answers, Ki Kam Rish Lakish Nami Rabbi Kiva, Avol Rabbanon Loy, and Enoch Nami, when Rish Lakish taught us that Kashas Roy Oisav is considered a Maisa, he only meant it's considered a Maisa Katan, therefore, if you're Rabbi Kiva, you'd be Chayev a Korban Chatos. However, Enoch Nami, according to Rabbanon, a Kashas Roy Oisav by Oiv would not be considered enough of a Maisa, and you would not be Chayev a Korban Chatos. However, the Gemara now is, Ihachi, Yotze Megadif Hu Bal Oiv Meboilei, so why is it that the Rabbanon in the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos only argue on Rabbi Kiva, Benegeya Megadif, if L'chayr they should argue on Rabbi Kiva, even Benegeya Bal Oiv, as Bal Oiv did not do a Maisa, and should not be Chayev a Korban Chatos? Because of this question, the Gemara is Chayzer, and the Gemara now understands that according to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanon hold that certainly there is no Chilk between Shtach Avoya, where the Rabbanon holds that that's not considered a Maisa, as Kif Kamasai Loyavi Maisa, and similarly, Akashas Rei Isa, Benegeya Bal Oiv, would also not be considered a Maisa. Certainly, just like if someone's Megadev and didn't do a Maisa, they're not Chayev a Chatos, and therefore, Benegeya Oiv, if someone only did Akashas Rei Isa, then certainly they would not be Chayev a Chatos. The Gemara explains, Alam Ula, Bimakatel Shade, that in a Chinami, when the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos tells us that Lefid Rabbanon, a Bal Oiv, would be Chayev a Chatos, that is because it's talking about a scenario where the Bal Oiv actually burned Ketoris in front of the shade that's Mamun Al Oisidava, and as Rashi states, is a Maisa Gomer, and therefore he's certainly going to be Chayev a Chatos. However, Omale Rava, Rava Yas Ula, Mekatel Shade, Oivav Yitzchavimu, that you can't tell me that when the Mishnah Masechtas Krisos mentions a Bal Oiv, is referring to be Mekatel Shade, as if so, it's the same as being Oivav Yitzchavimu, and the Mishnah already mentions that someone that's Oivav Yitzchavimu would be Chayev a Chatos, and Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains, Bimekatel Chaber, that the reason why he actually was using these Keteris was not L'shem Elohus, and therefore he wasn't over on being over Avi Dezara B'shoigeg, and he was just burning Keteris in order to create a connection with the Shadim, and in this way the Shadim will help him to communicate with the Mesim in this world. However, the Gemara continues and is, Amale Abaya, the Abaya S. Rava, HaMekatel Chaber, Choy V'Choverhu, if he's burning these Keteris in order to have a connection with these Shadim, so that is the Issa of being Choy V'Chover. For being Choy V'Chover, there's only an Azara and a Lav, and there is no Chi of Karis or Chi of Chatos. The Gemara continues, and some Agarius are Malay that Rav responds to Abaya in Vatayr Amra Chayv Zebeskila, the Inachinami, and Oiv is a type of Chayv Chavar. He is doing so in order to connect with Shadim, in order for the Shadim to help him communicate with Mesim. And the Torah teaches us that this type of Chayv Chavar, if he does so with Mesim, will be Chayv Skila, and if he does so with Shoigeg, he will be Chayv to bring a carbon. And as Rashi states, Me'achash Mechabes Hashadim and Mesim, Amra Torah Shayb Skila, and the Cholshes Dainu Chayim Misa, Ashigasa, and Mevi Carbon, the Chiamin and Chayv Chavar in El Bazara. And when did the Torah teach us that someone's Chayv Chavar, that only Oivan Alav, Zamechab, Chayus, Behemoth, Nechashim, Akrabim, Lemakim Echad, Ali De Lechashim, which we will see in a moment. And the Gemara continues and brings a Brisa regarding Chayv Chavar. As Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Brisa that when the Torah tells us in Pasha Shaftim that it's an Issa to be Chayv Chavar, Echad Chavar Godol, the Echad Chavar Katon, Vafil Nechashim, Akrabim. So this Issa applies if you use certain Lechashim and certain spells in order to gather together larger animals or smaller animals, and even if if he's doing so in order to gather together snakes and scorpions. And as Rashi states, Echa chever gadol me'asav chayis ubehemis gedolos, chever katan mechabish gotzim v'ramasim, and mafil nechoshim v'akrabim legaroisin zebizeh, in order to sick them one on each other, in order for them to kill each other, oilam mokim midba shalayimtsu b'yishavi aziku, and he does so in order to protect other people, in order to make sure that they're not found in inhabited places, and they're not found in the city, and they won't be mazik anyone. And based on this brisa, Amar Abaye, so Abaye explains, Hilkel chayman detzom mitzibur v'akraba, avgad dekom chavin dolilaisku asa, that if someone uses a spell in order to gather together a bee with a scorpion, then as long as there's no current danger, and even if he's doing so in order that it shouldn't harm people in the future, it's asa to do so. And as Rashi states, Hukhagoyin she'in rotzen achrov she'in kam mishum pekurach nefesh, as not referring to a case where they're actually chasing after him, and there was immediate threat to someone's life, then certainly it would be mutter to do so. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechron, Maishna, the Kfifis Kemosel Rabban, Havi Maisa, Vakimus Svasov, Loyavi Maisa, that we previously saw, that Lefi Rabbi Yechron, according to Rabbanon, if someone is Mishtachavet Havi Dezara, then they will be Chayiv to bring a Karman Chatos, as Kfifis Kemosel is considered a Maisa. Meanwhile, the Rabbanon's statement furish in Mesechtus Krisis, that if someone is Megadet Hashem, and he does so B'Shoigeg, then not Chayiv a Karman Chatos, as Akimus Svasov, Loyavi Maisa. And Amar Ravan, Rav explains, Shani Megadif, Hoyl V'yashtim Bolev, that Megadif is different, as even though he moves his lips, but the Ikur Chiyah for being Megadif is Hashem is based on Kavonis HaLev. And as Rashi explains, in order for someone to be Chayah for being Megadif is Hashem, then he has to have Kavonis HaLev that he wants to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, one would not be Chayah for being Mevarech is Hashem, Yafilu Mevarech is Hashem, Kol Yoyim, Ve'im B'liba Klapi Maigla, El Shehel is Hashem, L'dova Acha, U'mechaneu B'shem HaMyuchud, and he uses the name of Hashem as a kinui for someone else, or mekaloi, and he curses him, and he would not be chayiv, and therefore we see that the ikur chiyah for being megadiv as Hashem is kavonas halev, and there is no maisa in kavonas halev. And we continue on daf samach chayim beis moser Rav Zera. The Rav Zera now asks a question Rava from the following brisa, as the brisa has a hamina. Anyone that does an issa that's similar to the issa of avodah zarah, and they do that b'shoigeg, they would be chayiv a korban chatos. The brisa wants to be marbar that even one that's mekalo aviv or mesis or edim zaymim would be chayiv to bring korban chatos. And the brisa states tamud leima va'asa, that the pasuk b'negei korban chatos uses the term va'asa, and therefore yatsu edim zaymim she'im b'maisa, and edim zaymim are therefore not going to be chayiv a korban. And the gemara now asks v'amai halasneu b'leiv, that l'maisa the issa of edim zaymim is based on kimas svasov, as not based on their kavonas halev, and therefore the case of edim zaymim should be similar to someone that is shtach v'lavei dezara, where based on kfifis kemosai Rabbi Yechon held that's considered a maisa and one be chayiv v'chatos, and therefore in the case of edim zaymim you should also be chayiv v'chatos. However, Amar Rava, Rava himself responds, shani edim zaymim hoyul v'yashdan b'koil, that the ikur reason why edim zaymim are chayiv is not because of the maisa of akima svasov, but as Rashi states, ikur chiyuvam b'shmias koilam lefnei bezden huba v'koil les b'mamish hilkol chavik megadev to toli b'leiv, and in both cases you would not be chayiv to bring a korban chatos. However, the Gemara continues and is, v'kol Rabbi Yechon lab maisu, are you telling me according to Rabbi Yechon that if someone used that call that's not considered a maisa, and if so, the klal should be that lav she'im by maisa in loikin love, but we learn b'negei the issa of loisachsum shor b'dishai, and the issa of loisachresh b'shor v'chamar yachtav, that chosman b'kol v'heniga b'kol, that let's say Reuven is using his shor in order to plow, and instead of placing an actual muzzle on the shor, every time that the ox started bending down in order to eat, Reuven screamed at it in order to make sure that it doesn't eat anything. Or if Reuven had a shor and chamar that was in one yoke, and instead of hitting them in order to make sure that they go and plow, he instead screamed at it in order to make sure that they walk together and they plow a field, Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Yechon holds that they would be Chayiv Malkus, as it's considered lav sheish b'maisa, as kol is considered a maisa, Reish Lakish Amar Pata, and Reish Lakish says that they would be Pata, and as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv, Akimus Piv Havi Maisa, and Reish Lakish Amar Pata, as he holds Akimus Piv Loyavi Maisa. Ultimately, we see that the Fira Beichron, call itself, is considered a Maisa, and if so, when Edom testify in Bezdin, that should be considered a Maisa, and they should be Chayiv to bring a Korban Chatos. Based on this question, El Ramarava, Shani Edom Zoymim, Hoyl Vieshna Maria, that when the Brisa states that Edom Zoymim is Loyasu Maisa, that is because the Ikka reason why Edom Zoymim are Chayiv, because they testified about a Ria, and as Rashi states, V'Ria Lespa Maisa, and that's why the Brisa states that Edom Zoymim would not be Chayiv to bring a Korban. And the Mefarshim all bothered that how could Rashi state that the Haftika Chiyav for Edom Zomim is because of the Ria. If Edom Zomim never saw anything and they actually just claimed that they saw something, but ultimately Edom came and said that you couldn't have even seen that, as Imanu Yisim and Makim Pliny, and Ramosh and the Drushes explain that in a Chanami, what the Gemara means, that because they lied and they said that they saw something that they really didn't see, therefore their ultimate Chiyav is for saying something that actually wasn't true and for actually not seeing anything. Therefore, really, their Chiyav is for not actually doing any Maisa. And Ayin the Rif, who has a different Gerson in our Gemara, and he is Gerish Shani Edom Zomim, Hoyel V'yeshnan Ba'ayoy, and the Mefarshim explain that Bezin will ask Edom Zomim if they saw Kach V'Kach, and the Edom Zomim will only say the word Ayoy, which just means that we agree that we saw what you just described. So since by using the letters Aleph, Yud, and Vav, there is no Akimus Svasov, and a person doesn't have to move his lips, and since it's possible for Edom Zomim to be Chayiv in that case, so not all cases of Edom Zomim is an action done, and is there Akimus Svasov, and therefore Edom Zomim will not be Chayiv to bring a Karmen Chatos, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and brings a bright, so Tanur Abonon, Bal Oiv, Zeh Medaber Bein HaProkim Ubein Atzila Yodov, that a Bal Oiv is able to communicate with Mesim by using certain spells in order to bring up the mace, and the voice of the mace will then come from his underarms and from his knuckles or any of his joint areas. And as Rashi states, Ma'ilas a mace v'yoshev loy be'echom ibein pirkei hatsamei shel mechashev kegoyin al pirkei etzbeisav v'yal pirkei berkov. And as we previously learned, the only way that the spirit will be able to speak is only if the sorcerer also claps his arms. However, the Brisa tells us Yidoni zeh meniach etzem yedua befiv v'hu medav me'ilav, that Yidoni is a sorcerer that takes a bone from an animal called a yedua, or from some sort of a bird, and he places it into his own mouth, and then the spirit speaks from this bone, even if the sorcerer doesn't take any action. The Gemara continues, Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. You stated that Benegea Oiv, the spirit speaks from under his arm, or from one of the Bal Oiv's joints, but the Maisa, the Pasukin Yishai states, that your voice will be very low, as it will be like Oiv that comes from the ground, and it would seem that it's speaking from its normal place, and it's speaking from underneath the ground and from in the kever. That is why the voice is very soft. However, the Gemara answers, Loi, the Solik V'yasa Bein HaProkim M'shtoi, that in a chenami, the voice of the spirit comes up from the ground and goes under a person's arm or by the Baal Oiv's joints, and that's where he speaks from. And as Rashi explains, Umiyu Kreli Namach L'fi She'im B'chiyusa, and even so, the sound is very low, as L'maisa, the voice isn't emanating from a live person. The Gemara continues and asks a similar question, Tashma, that we learned in Shmuel Aleph by the story of Shaul and the witch, where the witch was bringing up Shmuel Hanavi, and the pasuk states, "Vatayma Ishal Shaul Elohim Reisi Olim and Aretz." That I saw the spirit of Shmuel Hanavi coming up from the ground, and my lab the Mishtoi Keuche, and it would seem that it was speaking from the grave, and the spirit didn't go onto the joints of the witch. And the Gemara answers, "Loi the Yaseh Bein Haprakim Mishtoi that in a chenami it went onto the joints of the sorceress, and it was from there that Shmuel Hanavi was speaking." The Gemara continues, "Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Brisa that Bal Oiv." That there are various ways that a Bal Oiv practices his sorcery, and one way is that he brings up the spirit onto Oisim Mokim of an Ish, and as Rashi states, and another way that they do their sorcery through the skull of a dead body, and as Rashi states, and through Kishuv, the skull is able to answer different questions that they ask it. The Brisa continues, that what is the difference between these different types of oiv, and the Gemara answers, Ma'ila b'zechure eina oiv l'kedakoi v'eina oiv l'shabbos, that if someone uses the sorcery of Ma'ila b'zechure, and when the spirit comes up, it doesn't come up head first, instead they will observe the body feet first, and the body will be upside down, and in addition, this type of magic doesn't work on Shabbos. However, nishol b'algogilis, oiv l'kedakoi v'oiv l'shabbos, that if someone eats a skull, then it comes up normally, and this type of sorcery will work on Shabbos. And the Gemara is, that b'negeya nishol b'algogilis, how can you say it's oyla kedakoi, oyla lehecha solik, hokamei monach, that since we're dealing with the skull, so what does it mean that it goes up, as lemaisa, the skull is sitting in front of the sorcerer, and there's no need for it to move? And the Gemara answers, ela'ema, oyna kedakoi, va'oyna b'shabes, if a sorcerer uses a skull in order to perform the magic of oiv, then when they ask it a question, it answers in a normal manner, and the voice comes directly out of the skull's mouth, and it doesn't have to come, mibein atzila yodov, and between his joints, and this magic also works on Shabbos, and the skull could answer on Shabbos. And let's see the Baal Taisis Diba Maschal Ma'ilu Bezechurai Pirusha Kuntris Ma'ilu Moshva Meis Azechurai V'lo Yitachim Baal Oiv Deshol. And this wouldn't make sense by the Bala Oiv of Shaul, since it was a woman and she didn't have a Makam Zacharis. Therefore, Taisus explains, El Nir, the Shemach Shefes, Kachu, Tegumu, the Oiv Yedoyne, Mitagminon, Bidin, Vizichuin, Umiyu, Yeshlut, Tpaikzaz, to have a little Mikot, Hamaila Bidin, Shutagumi, Shal Oiv, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues with the story with Tern Surfis HaRasha, who is the governor of Eretz Yisrael at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, and he was also the one that killed Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara tells us, Va'af Shai Lezu, Shal Tern Surfis says Rabbi Kiva, that Tern Surfis asked many questions to Rabbi Kiva, and one of the questions that he asked Rabbi Kiva was as follows, Amuloi, Tern Surfis asked Rabbi Kiva, Uma Yoyim Yomayim, what is so special about Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that we have to keep Shabbos, and why is that greater than every other day of the week? And Amaloyim, Rabbi Kiva responded, Magvar Maguvrin, that why you more chashev than any other person, and why you the governor of Eretz Yisrael? And Amaloy, so he responded to Rabbi Kiva, the Mari Tzavei, my master gave me this position of power, and he wanted me to have this position. And Rabbi Kiva responded, Shabbos Nami, the Mari Tzavei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also made Shabbos special, and that's why Shabbos is more chashev than the rest of the days of the week. And the Gemara continues that Amaloy, that Tzunus Rufus HaRasha responded to Rabbi Kiva, Hoch Kaminaloch, this is really what I was asking you, in the Shabbatah, that who said that today is actually Shabbos? Maybe we actually lost track of the days of the week, and maybe it's a different day of the week. And Amaloy and Rabbi Kiva responded, and as Rashi explains, Nor Echad Shlavonim, that there's a river that has stones of Chol Yom Shabbos Shoytev Hoylech, and the entire week it's flowing regularly of Yom Shabbos Shoykev Enoch, but on Shabbos quiets down and rests. Therefore, we know that today is Shabbos. However, Lemaisa Nahar Sabatian was not near them, and therefore this teretz did not satisfy Tunis Rufus HaRasha, and therefore Rabbi Kiva continued that Bal Oiv Yechiach, that could also bring Uriah from Bal Oiv, as we just mentioned, that the magic of a Bal Oiv does not work on Shabbos, and therefore if you go to a Bal Oiv in Shabbos, you will see that his magic doesn't work, and as Rashi states, She'ein Oil B'Shabbos, finally Rabbi Kiva also stated, Kivri Shel Oiv Yechiach, She'ein Ma'ala Oshim B'Shabbos, that the grave of your father will also prove that today is Shabbos, as the entire week he's being judged in Gehenim, and therefore there's smoke that's coming out of his grave, but on Shabbos there won't be any smoke near his grave, as Lemaisa on Shabbos the Rishayim rest and Gehenim ceases. And Amaloy in Tunis Rufus said to Rabbi Kiva, Bizisa biyashtoi vikalaltoi, that you disgraced my father, you embarrassed him, and you also insulted him. And Rashi says the Lashon Klala over here is not used in the regular term meaning a curse, and it's a Lashon of demeaning. And as Rashi says, Hach Klala in Elegida v'chin hay l'shenim k'moy Klala n'mretzes sh'loi hayisham Klala Elegida. And the Gemara now continues and dashes a pasuk in Pasha Shaftim in Perek Yud Ches pasuk Yud Aleph that states v'choy v'chaver, and then it states v'shoyel oiv yedoni v'deri shalameisim, and the Gemara is shoyel oiv hainu v'deri shalameisim, that l'chayra the whole concept of shoyel oiv is in order to be deri shalameisim, and it seems to be speaking about the same idea. And why does the Torah use two different l'shoynais? And the Gemara explains deri shalameisim k'tanya, that when the Torah speaks about deri shalameisim, it refers to the following practice that's brought down in the following brisa, as the pasuk states v'deri shalameisim, and the brisa tells us zer marv atzmai v'holch v'lon b'sekvaris k'deisha tishur lav ruach tuma, that this is referring to someone that starves himself, then he goes and sleeps in the b'sekvaris in order that a ruach tuma should be shurir on him, and this way he'll be able to be deri shalameisim, and this is different than the way a bal oiv would be deri shalameisim and would bring meisim up. And the Gemara continues v'chashay Rabbi Kiva magil mikrozeh, and Rabbi Kiva would reach this pasuk hayiboyche would cry, and he would make the following kavachima umar marv atzmai k'deisha tishur lav ruach tuma shurir lav ruach tuma, the madach someone that starves themselves in order to be zeicha to receive ruach tuma, that he zeicha to receive ruach tuma. And certainly, as we know, that mida tayva is greater than mida peronius, and therefore hamar batzma kadesh tishur alav ruach tara al achas kam v'kama, that certainly that should work. Avu ma esa shavneseinu garmulanu, however, what should I do that our various caused us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be mashra his shchina and the ruach tayra on us? Shenem, and as the pasuk in Yeshaya states, ki im avneseichem hoyu mavdilim beinichem lebein alakechem v'chatiseichem istiru ponem mikam mishmoya. Ayin Rashi shetishu ruach tuma olav shed shel beis hakvaris yeoyevoy umesaya b'chshofov, that through fasting and being in the beis hakvaris he will form a relationship with the shade of the beis hakvaris, and he will help him in the kishuf. And Rashi continues hamar v'atzmoy k'dei shetishu olav ruach tara nevuah shchina, that's referring to nevuah from the shchina al achas kam v'kama shehamidu nesenesh al yidei tainus u'bakosha tishu olav shchina tamidu tayvi yisir al midu pranis v'anu tzoyken al kach v'in anu nanin al ma esa, that l'maisa achatoyim cause us that we're not zeichet to this. And the Gemara continues with another member based on the same pasuk in Yeshaya, As Amar Rava, Iboyu Tzadike, as Rashi states, Lias Nikim Mikolavain, if they wanted to perfect themselves and to cleanse themselves from all Averis, then Baru Alma, they would be able to create worlds, Shinemar, Ki Im Avenisechem, Hayum Abdilim, Beinechem, Lubain Elokechem, that it's only Averis that separate between us and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara continues, Rava Asama Gers Rabba, Baru Gavra, he created a person, Shadrul Kamed Rab Zera, and he sent him in front of Rab Zera, Havakam Shtoy Badei, so Rab Zera spoke to this person and to this guy. But this Gedolim was not able to speak, and even though he looked like a person, Rab Zera realized that he was created by a tzaddik, and therefore a Malay, so Rab Zera said to him, "In Chavrayat, you were created by one of my Chavarim, Hodel Afroch, go back to your dust, you should not continue to exist." Ayin Rashi, Bar Gavra, Al Yidei Sevi Yitzira, Shalomdu Tzir of Oisis, Shal Shem, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues, Rab Chanin of Rab Oisha, Hav Yosvi, Kol Mali Shabtov, Aski B'Sevi Yitzira, Umivu Luhu, Igla Tilsa, V'Ochilei, and every Shabbos, Rab Chanina, Rab Isha would be Isaac and Savior Yetzira, and they'll be able to create a calf that was one third its size, which is the best time to eat a calf, and then they would eat that on Shabbos. And Ayin Rashi, Igla Tilsa, Godol, Ke'ilu, Igil, Ishlishtanov, the Gomer, Gede Lassai, the Hachi Shvichi, Umayli, Lamechal, Kamoy, and as we find the Gemara Mesech to Babmitsio, Umagadl, Isan, Adshiu, Mishulashin, and Lishnachuna, Shaytoyevu, Baltam, Ke'ilu, Ishlishlabetin, as if it's a third born to its mother, which is the tastiest calf. And the Gemara continued that the pasuk in Pasha Shaitim states, "Lo yimotzi b'chol ma'aveh b'noy ubito be'esh koisim kisamim ma'inein u'menachei shemechashev." And Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Brisa that when the pasuk states ma'inein, Rav Shimon Oimer zeh ma'aveh shivim minei zocher ala ayin, this refers to someone that takes shechve zera from seven different animals, sees it on his eyes, and in this way is able to do kishuf. The lashon ma'inein is a lashon of ayin, and Chacham Oimer the Chacham say zeh oiches esenayim. This refers to someone that does magic, which is also Oiches Ezenayim. Once again, the Lashem Oinein is from the Lashem of Ayin. Ayin Rashi, Oiches Ezenayim, Oiches V'Seger, Eini Abriyas, Umar Lahem Kilo Oises Varam Shapela, V'hu Ein Oise Klum, and this is similar to sleight of hand. The Brisa continues, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, that the Lashem Oinein is from the Lashem of Oiner, which refers to different times. Zeh Mechashav Itim Mishois, this is a person that is superstitious, he always calculates the various times and hours where it's auspicious to do something, or it's not auspicious to do something. Rabbi Kiva brings examples, and this refers to a person that says that today is a good day to go out to travel, or tomorrow is a good day to buy things, or the sixth year of a Shemitah cycle generally will produce a good crop of wheat, where he says by pulling beans out of the ground and not cutting them off the ground, that will actually keep them fresh, they won't spoil. And after the Pasuk mentioned Ma'inein, the Pasuk mentions Menachesh, and the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned to the Brisa that when the Pasuk speaks about Menachesh, Zel Ime Pita Nafla Mepiv, this is referring to someone that says that since the bread fell out of my mouth, therefore, as Rashi states, Sarach Ludaik Hayoim Mehezek, that I have to be concerned that Hezek will occur to me. Simply Makli Nafla Miyadai, they superstitious if a stick falls from his hand, Benoit Kayulai Me'achav, or if his son calls him from behind him, or Ayur Kayulai, or if a raven calls him, or Tzvi of Siku Bederach, or if a deer goes in front of him while he's walking, or Nachash Miminai, if there's a snake on his right side, or Vishul Mismailai, that there was a fox that walked by his left side, and all these things he takes as a bad omen. And Ayin Rashi at the bottom of Amid, Tzvi of Sikai, Shehailuch Mimizuch Lamayer, Vatzvi Hailuch Bitzafel and Durham, Vihifsik Dakai. And we continue on Daf Samach Vavim and Aleph with other examples, Al Taskel Bi Shachris, or if he asked the tax collector, they shouldn't begin collecting tax from him. And as Rashi states, Kishabah Hagabai Ligvis Basmimenu, Oikitze Seir, Oimuloi Bivakashimimcha, Al Taskel Bi Elias Rishim Bidva Hefsid, Shesimin Rahulai or Shachrisu, or he tells someone that it's the morning, and as Rashi states, Shaytaveir Menachoyev, Omrili Shachrisu, Vele Askel Tchilas Maisa Yem Piroyin, and I don't want my first order of business during the day to be to pay off a loan, as that will be a Simin Ra. And similarly, Reish Chodeshu and Matzah Shabbosu, that's Reish Chodesh today, or it's the beginning of the week, and it's Matzah Shabbos, and I don't want to start the month, and I don't want to start the week off on the wrong foot, as that would be a Simin Ra. Those are also superstitions that are included in the of Menachesh, and the Gemara continues Tanur Rabbanon, and we quote a pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim that states Leisechul Adam Leisnachashu V'Leisayinenu. Our Gemara previously discussed Ma'inein, and therefore our Gemara is not really speaking about the pasuk of Leisayinenu. Our Gemara will now explain the word Leisnachashu, which is really a continuation of the pasuk that we were dashing in Pashas Shaftim that stated Leiyimatzi Becha Ma'aveh B'Day Ubita Be'Esh Kaisim Kesamim Ma'inein U'Menachesh U'Mechashev, and we already explained Ma'inein and Menachesh, and the Brisa will now discuss Mechashev, and the Brisa states, Kagoyin Elu, HaMenachshim B'chuldo, Bo'ifaisu B'dogim, and some Agurus, B'kaychovim, and as Rashi states, Kashiyotzel Nadarach, Oikashim Aschilim B'shum Dova, they base their decision based on the way a weasel moves, or a bird, or the movements of fish, and some Agurus on the movements of the stars. Before we finish, let's point out that when the Gemara and Afsamachayim Beis brought down Ma'inein, and the Chacham stated, Zel Ichas HaSanayim, so there's a Machlekes, if magic will be Asar, only if it's done al yedei kishuf, or if all types of magic will be Asar, and even if it's only sleight of hand, and Ayin the Chedusha Aran, who points out that even though our Gemara brought a three-way Machlekes as to what the definition of Ma'inein is, but Zoktem, Vada, Iplig Rabbanon, Led Rabkiva, Halach Rabbanon, and therefore someone that's Choshev, Itim Vishois, would be Mutar, Aval Iklam Ema, the Mar Machado, Mar Machado, Vlei Pligi, Vechem Pasuk Aramba, Meperkid Alf, Menchos Avedis Alilim, Vinidrish Me Oinein, Meloshin Nayim, Meloshin Oina, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.